the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, January 21st, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Well, following an influential think tank's call for a humanitarian real politics stunt to be pulled in order to weaken President Assad's position, well, miraculously, a report has emerged just 24 hours before the Geneva II conference, which alleges to show systematic torture and abuse by the Assad regime.
If you have 11,000 bodies dealt with in a systematic way, then you can reasonably infer that this is a pattern of behavior which has to have higher authority.
That was Jeffrey Nice. He was on the legal team that inspected the authenticity of this report, which includes 55,000 digital images alleged to show evidence of 11,000 Syrian detainees tortured, starved, and executed. Now, the images were reportedly smuggled out of Syria by a defector named Caesar. He was a military police photographer who worked for the government for 13 years, and his job was to photograph bodies of detainees that were believed to have died under torture. Now, some are saying that the images are proof of abuse by the Assad regime, but the report raises questions, not only considering the timing of the release, but also the fact that the report was commissioned by Qatar, which has been an enthusiastic backer of the opposition rebels since day one. A spokesman for the Syrian Ministry of Information questioned the report's evidence, telling the BBC it was unclear where the information had come from or if the photographs were from Syria or from outside Syria. And he added that he was astonished at the figure of 11,000 victims, saying that it had not been raised before this report. Now, this report also arrives just days after the results of an MIT study were published. They concluded that the chemical weapons attack on Ghouta could not possibly have been launched from government-controlled areas. Now, you'll recall that that whole chemical weapons attack was about to serve as the pretext for going to war with Syria. We told you the day it happened that it was most likely the chemical weapons were launched by the Western-backed Syrian rebels who are aligned with al-Qaeda. And now here, MIT is backing that up with their study. They say it's basic math. You can just see the trajectory that this is where the weapons came from. And so here we have a clear political agenda with the release of this Qatar report. But the MIT study is being completely ignored by the mainstream media because it doesn't fit their agenda, which is, once again, the U.S. government trying to gear up and get us here in America in alignment with invading Syria under the pretext of a humanitarian crisis. But we didn't buy it last year. Over 80% of the American people were against invading Syria, and we're not going to buy it now. The West started the war. And now while these think tanks are calling for this humanitarian invasion of Syria, they're also calling for an extraordinary crisis here in America. They said that they needed to regain control over those of us who have become awakened, and they need to regain control over our minds with some extraordinary crisis. But could FEMA be preparing for a pandemic? The Federal Emergency Management Agency is looking for contractors to supply 40-yard-sized dumpsters, along with experts who can dispose of contaminated biomedical waste during a national emergency. The request for information appears on the FedBizOps website and asks for feedback from waste removal industry vendors that can potentially provide either dumpster service and or biomedical waste collection and removal services during emergency response events within the continental United States. Now, we know that this year's flu season is being hyped up as being really dangerous and deadly. And of course, that's only fueling this concern that the agency is preparing for a pandemic. But how are pharmaceutical companies leaving us vulnerable?
It's strange that back in the fall, there was one story after another in every country that Big Pharma was finished with antibiotics. No more research on new drugs to replace those that bacteria have developed resistance. And they were going to focus solely on viruses and vaccines. It was strange enough that they would declare they were no longer even concerned about controlling bacterial infections. What you may not have noticed is the skyrocketing price and limited availability of doxycycline, a common antibiotic. Doxycycline is often prescribed in the early stages of exposure to Lyme disease, as a prophylactic for malaria, as a follow-up to dental work, and many other uses. And a prescription that used to cost $4 to $5 now costs between $160 and $200 if you can find a supply. There was an abrupt spike in cost about a year ago. The LA Times reported on it. Then a couple of months later, the CDC pointed out that there was a shortage. But after a year, the price is still holding firm at about a 50-fold increase. If there were a free market, a competitive free market in generic drugs, companies would enter the market, increase supply to take advantage of the higher price, and the price would go down. But not in the consolidated cartel of pharmaceuticals. And it's not a case of restricting generics in order to drive people to new, more expensive drugs. In this case, they're not interested in providing new antibiotics. So when a commonly used drug increases 40 to 50 times in a price spike and stays there, the question is the pharmaceutical cartel simply price gouging? Or is this a part of a push to get people to buy more medical insurance? Or is it something more sinister, like are they removing all antibiotics to intentionally leave the population helpless to a superbug? Or to a weaponized bacterial outbreak? Whatever's behind this, antibiotics have been overprescribed, they've been misused with livestock, and now we have strains that are created that are drug resistant, and the response of the pharmaceuticals is to gouge people on price and abandon research. You need to do your own research into safe and effective alternatives to pharmaceuticals, especially for infections.
Well, the U.S. Army is considering replacing thousands of troops with robots as it's dealing with sweeping troop cuts. A senior American officer has said that he's considering shrinking the size of the Army's brigade combat teams by a quarter and replacing the lost troops with robots and remote-controlled vehicles. Options under discussion include trains of robot vehicles that would follow human drivers in long supply convoys. The head of the Army's Training and Doctrine Command said the Army should follow the lead of the Navy in using technology to cut manpower, given the fact that people are the major cost. So while I'm all for reducing the lives of soldiers lost on the field, replacing them with these autonomous robotic killing machines does not sound like a good alternative. It's actually quite frightening. And considering the American drone program that's already killing tons of innocent civilians overseas, it's definitely not something that I want to see as the new battleground. But just as the government is cutting even more government jobs and replacing them with machines, unprecedented employment numbers are being reported. But it's a little contrary to all the happy talk that's coming out of D.C. According to a Wall Street Advisor, the actual unemployment rate is 37.2%. And he says that the misery index is the worst in 40 years. Now, this advisor is David John Murata, who we recently reported he had advised anyone who was worried about an imploding economy to get a gun. And he said that the government just isn't being honest in how it calculates those out of the workforce or inflation. The unemployment rate, he says, only describes people who are currently working or looking for work, leaving out the number of people who aren't able to, do not want to, or cannot find a way to work. Unemployment in its truest definition, meaning the portion of people who do not have any job, is 37.2%. And of course, that is well above the Fed advertised unemployment rate of 6.7%. But why does the Fed want to underreport? Well, in addition to not wanting the Obama administration to look like huge failures, it's in order to maintain the psyop that everything's fine and they've got it all under control. Well, stick around because coming up, Ja'Cari Jackson avoids being manhandled by the TSA and instead challenges their authority. And then we'll follow that up with some submissions from our latest We Will Resist TSA and NSA Tyranny film contest. Stick around.
Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
I have had enough of censorship in this country and worldwide. We were all brought up being taught about authoritarian countries like Nazi Germany or Communist China or Russia, where the press is censored. But I read hundreds of news articles a day, and I'm here to tell you the United States is as censored or worse than many authoritarian regimes. I send my reporters all over the country. I have been out myself hundreds of times, and in almost every case, whether it's a water treatment plant in California or the Austin Bergstrom Airport, the police show up and say, you can't film without a permit, you can't film without permission. I've been in D.C. multiple times. They do not issue permits for news, and the police come and say, you can't film monuments like the Washington Monument, give me a break, from 500 yards away on a sidewalk, that you've got to get a permit. Then you say, well, wait, the city doesn't give permits, and they say it doesn't matter, we're going to arrest you. So it's the pure threat of force and the gun outside of law. It happened today again when Ja'Kari Jackson and others went down to the airport to ask the public about the fact that actual Al-Qaeda-connected listed terrorist Muslim Brotherhood have been brought into the country and get to bypass TSA. And the police came out and said, you got to have a permit. Let me explain something. A permit is if you want to block off a major road in New York for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. A permit is if you want to shoot a commercial or a Hollywood movie on the street, cops have to be there, fees have to be paid, officers have to be paid for. If you as a news gathering organization under precedent, First Amendment, common law, you name it, want to interview people on the sidewalk, not interfering with the walkways, not interfering with the processing, if you want to interview people about what's happening at the airport, it's totally, completely protected, and it's been fought in court over and over again. It's 100%. But it doesn't matter. By executive fiat and pure intimidation, they're violating the First Amendment. So here is the latest in a long train of abuses. If we don't have the First Amendment right of the press to do interviews on city streets and sidewalks, we have no First Amendment. Here's Ja'Kari Jackson's report, man on the street, and the police violating the First Amendment. But it's okay because they're just following orders, and the cop tells him he's a big fan. We need to not just be angry at this police officer. We need to demand they follow the First Amendment. And if the cops in the future do the right thing and allow the First Amendment in clearly protected areas, then we need to back those police officers up with the corrupt cities and bureaucrats that are ordering them to do unconstitutional things. Because these police are doing this under orders. And it's easy to blame them. How about we blame ourselves for letting the system get this corrupt to think that in the land of the free, home of the brave, we have less press freedom than in Russia. Here's Ja'Kari's report.
Being placed on an airport watch list is something that happens all too often in our country. But what if you were placed on that watch list not necessarily because of any religious or ethnic affiliation, but because you had affiliations with Al-Qaeda? No, I'm not speaking about the CIA. The Muslim Brotherhood, which has been deemed a terrorist organization by the Egyptian government, has a free reign through our nation's airports. What do these God-fearing Americans think about this issue? Confident with airport security since 9/11?
Absolutely.
We've seen that the Muslim Brotherhood, a group that has links to Al-Qaeda, has been able to bypass security screenings. Do you think that's okay that a known terrorist organization can bypass security screenings? I'll tell you, Miss, that the Muslim Brotherhood, an organization that has links to Al-Qaeda, has been able to bypass U.S. security, actually be waved through our security measures here in the States.
Really? I didn't know that.
What's your opinion on it?
Well, my opinion is that when we have such stringent security, just like for people like you and myself, I flew recently, and I'm guessing that you went through the TSA checkpoint where you either had to get a body scan or a pat down or, you know, something along those lines. So if you were a non-terrorist, have to go through all these stringent measures just to get on the airplane, I find it very disheartening that a terrorist group can...
It's annoying to go through security.
The way they scrutinize me, I see that it is really backing up.
You say they scrutinized you?
I mean, in terms of like checking everything, because I come with a passport, which is African passport, which I look like some brothers or Muslim people.
And to the, if anybody who's listening out there, you know, any heads of state or any people in the Justice Department, Defense Department are watching this right now, what would you like to say to them if you're concerned about your security?
I would just wish that they would change the way that they do things and make everyone go through the same ritual that we all do.
I know you guys are filming right now, so I'd appreciate it if you didn't. Would you?
Well, I mean, well, sir, we film all of our encounters. If you want to talk to me, I'll be happy to talk to you.
Well, okay. How about you come over here? What's your name?
If he doesn't want to identify him. I'm Shakari Jackson. I'll talk to you.
Okay, well, that's fine. We could talk. I'm the airport operations person. And the thing is, you guys are out here filming, and it's a business thing. Somebody gets hurt, you're not permitted. You haven't proven to us insurance and so forth. And so it becomes a liability for us once I see you guys out here. Okay, and so that's why I come over, ask you guys, hey, what are you doing? You know, all that good stuff. Have you guys gone through the process like we've asked you to go through several times before? I've actually been here with you before asking you if you've done that. And so you're telling me you haven't done that.
I'll tell you my situation, sir. You know, I got a producer, and he says, you know, we want to shoot something. We want to shoot it quick. So just go out to the airport. So we come out to the airport. We're not in any secure area that I'm aware of. We're not shooting up by the TSA. We're out here, you know, we're talking to people as they want to talk to us. They don't want to talk to us. We say, that's fine. We go about our business. So, you know, we're not interfering with anything. And I understand what you say, with the gentleman, Jason.
Jason
Zielinski. And I sent the guy, I sent him an email as soon as I found out that I was coming here. Informing him of the situation, you know, I'm sure that wouldn't be enough time to get a packet together. So, you know, I at least try to do my due diligence and inform him. All right. So, just to be sure, the First Amendment doesn't apply to an airport.
That's not what I said.
Okay. But, you know, First Amendment's right of the press. And I'm sure you know that. So, but basically, well, I mean, where are we at? So you're asking us to leave, but we still have our First Amendment right.
That's correct. We'll just call it quits here. And I'll ask you guys to leave unless you have further business with the city of Austin.
Okay. So just so I'm clear, sir, that because we didn't fill out, you know, a piece of paper to come out here, you're saying basically we can't film this location.
That's correct. That's exactly what I'm telling you. Yeah, I really am a big fan, guys. So.
All right. We're outside the Austin airport, having been asked to leave by the security here. It seems that the security force is more concerned about journalists with cameras than they are about the Muslim Brotherhood being waived through TSA checkpoint security. Now, I want to be very clear with our viewers that when I speak about the Muslim Brotherhood, I'm talking about a specific militant Al-Qaeda-linked group that the Egyptian government has deemed to be a terrorist organization. I am not speaking about Muslims in general. So we came here today to educate the people and let them know that the pat-downs and the body scanners and all the things that they have to go through are not required for known terrorist groups. We were encountered by a security agent for the airport. He told us that, hey, you guys need a permit to film here. And I tried to meet the guy halfway. I told him that we had contacted their PIO and at least informed them of our presence. We didn't ask permission, but we at least told them that we were coming. He said, sir, that's not good enough. You need a permit. I said, well, sir, in the United States of America, don't we have a First Amendment? He says, yes, sir, you do have a First Amendment, but that needs to be accompanied by a permit. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, in an absolute abuse of power, the TSA has threatened a man with putting him on a government list unless he takes down his parody video from YouTube. That man is Telly Blackwood. He's the producer of Off the Hook Television. You may recall he had another one of his videos that ruffled the feathers of Michael Moore, who removed his site from YouTube. Well, he produced this video for the InfoWars film contest, and the TSA agent called him on the phone to say, explain this video to me. What's the purpose of this video? And he was noticeably offended by the video's comparison of the TSA employees to the Nazi Gestapo. Telly Blackwood, that is the most hilarious phone exchange between Mr. Blackwood and the TSA agent. He really sticks it to him. You've got to go check that out. It's on InfoWars.com. We have that video there. But to kick off this random selection of submissions for our latest film contest, here is Off the Hook Television's production called TSA Touched My TNA.
Insight to hurry, I'm late. Kind of worried, strolled to the TSA gate where things got blurry. That's when a fat man took my hand and he led me to a place and he said, here you must stand. Then he started to explain everything will be alright if I just give it fight. And I gave up my rights. As he pat me down, I say, Mr. TSA, you do this every day, this how you make your pay. You're supposed to check for bombs and guns, not for thumbs and buns. And I feel I wanna run, told him I'd tell everyone. That's when the agent grabbed his gun, said, I'm not done having fun. Would you believe that he put me on my knees? Gave my tush another squeeze.
You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation.
I work for TSA where every day is hump day. God, work is great when you get to violate people's bodies and the rights. That girl's dress is kinda tight. I bet that I can get her outed if I say she has a knife. Michael Moore's back for more, bumping Macklemore, talking gay rights and gun rights. I think I'll search his back door. It's the most love he's gotten in a while. I smile when I profile.
Thank you. I don't care if he's in a wheelchair. Stand him up. Hello, I'm Richard Reed. You can call me Dick. Are you having trouble finding a job without a diploma or GED? Are you an unemployed, defrocked priest? Do you enjoy making children cry? Have you ever wanted to take an old man's pants off in public? Or are you simply tired of jobs that require you to think? If you answered yes to any of those questions, then we here at TSA may have the exciting new career opportunity that you've been waiting for.
Can you sit up?
Sit up.
Slam to the floor.
But if you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
With a base salary of $15 an hour, our employees enjoy perks you won't find anywhere else. Naps, half-hour-long bathroom breaks, and little to no supervision whatsoever. Plus, all the free water, shampoo, and grandma's applesauce you can handle. At TSA, we're dedicated to America and Americans. And in 10-plus years, we haven't caught a single terrorist. With a 0% success rate, we have nowhere to go but up. Help us help you. Apply online at www.infowars.com today. TSA, fondling millions of genitals every day. For your safety.
So, where are you headed?
Bah.
Home for the holidays?
Bah.
Are you carrying anything illegal on your, person?
Bah.
Did you pack your own bags?
Bah.
Are you traveling alone?
Bah.
Okay, let's have a look inside your bag here. An MP3 player, magazines. And is this yours?
Bah.
What a freak.
Bah.
Yeah. What's this? An Alex Jones DVD from Infowars.com.
Bah.
Are you some kind of a terrorist?
Millions of people from all walks of life suffer from extreme loneliness, desperate for someone, anyone, to listen to them, and more importantly, to understand them. That's why we at the National Security Agency have made a sworn promise that no American will ever feel alone again, and will always be heard and seen, no matter what. Whether on your cell phone, your personal computer, or a variety of smart appliances, we'll always be there for you, taking in everything you say and do, 24/7, 365 days a year, including holidays. And even though we may never respond directly, you can be rest assured that we are listening. That's the NSA guarantee.
How are you doing today?
We'll ask the questions around here, Mr. Domestic Terrorist.
Hey.
Do you own any guns?
Yes.
Racist.
That is so racist.
FEMA camp.
What, so I can't go through then?
Oh, no. We want you to go through. Yeah, we got a X-ray and a pat down waiting for you.
Hey, this is against the Fourth Amendment.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not, because Al-Qaeda might be hiding up your butt.
We gotta search.
We gotta search your racist butt.
We gotta search.
It's for your safety, racist.
You're just lucky that we haven't installed our detention pods at this here airport yet, or we would capture your racist Al-Qaeda hiding domestic terrorist butt.
Pat down.
Have a nice flight.
Hey.
While our latest film contest, We Will Resist TSA and NSA Tyranny, is wrapping up, we're going through the submissions now, carefully going through all of them. And just because we played your video doesn't mean you're gonna win. And same if we didn't play your video, it doesn't mean you're not still being considered. So just stay tuned to the InfoWars media outlets, and we'll give you all the updates on the film contest. As soon as we have a winner, we'll let you know. Now, thank you guys so much for tuning in to tonight's show, and we will see you here tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central. Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at Infowars.com/show.